Yes. In this, I see that I think Timothy was looking around at the, as we've said, at the ruin that was in the world, and it was making him afraid. He was looking out and seeing the situation, and it was grim and dark, and he realized that he could do nothing. But he was not looking up, and that is where the power is, because in God, God has the power to change the situation. So God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Timothy maybe had one of himself as he looked out in his own strength, but he has given us of power and of love and of a sound mind as we are walking with God and working with Him in our position here.
So you add that to your tool, your things, that the resources that God had given us, the Spirit. We had counted seven so far. That's number eight here. The resources that we have in not to make you coward of the testimony, or as we have heard, of Christianity. How many of us, we might not say it, but in our action, we are really denying our Lord. And that takes us back again to the idea of having a pure conscience in a practical way. And we distinguish between positionally, before God, you're clear, your sins are forgiven. But in a practical way, the idea for the believers to have that, being coward, nobody wants to be coward. But there is a danger for us, because the pressure of the world around us, to be ashamed of being a Christian, so you would not act like one. But you were given resources here. That spirit of power, and as we have heard beautifully, not just power by itself, because that's what the world grasps after. I want to have power. Or I want to have knowledge. But Christianity is wonderful. It's all blended. And you have that. You have the spirit of power. You have the spirit, it's the same thing, love and of sound mind. Listen, how many times you ask the question, what's wrong with that? Well, can I do this? Is it okay? This is where the spirit of discretion or sound mind comes and help you. Because Satan is going to come and he's not going to introduce it in like, oh, this is evil. Come on. Come on, join in. We're going to do some bad things. He's not going to say that. It's fun. It's going to be fun. Let's just do it. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. But that's where the spirit of sound mind comes in. And as young ones, I think we need that very, very much. To be able to be wise in decision making, in how we behave, what do we involve in, and what do we back off from, and not be ashamed of it. I'm not going to do this thing. Why? Well, there's no harm in it. Everybody does it. No, because I have the spirit of sound mind. So you are equipped. There's no excuse here. You have everything available for you. And if you are applying these things to everyday circumstances, trust me, that's why it's very important to memorize these things. Because when the enemy comes in, he said, I have the spirit of sound mind. This is doesn't sound. Doesn't sound sound. Right? It's not sound at all. I'm not going to do it. And that's where you apply the word of God. And that will help you, because you said it, Joe. It's important to have this pure conscience. To have that thing that is clear. Because conscience is a judge. He takes the law. He takes the word of God and said, But as we have, conscience is not enough. You need faith to go along with it. But just keep that in mind. You have the resources. There is no reason for discouragement. Because the test is going to come in the following verse, as Brother Chuck touched on it. The situation is going to come. Are you going to be ashamed of Christianity? Are you going to be ashamed because you act in a certain way? Listen, running away from sin, that's not cowardness. That's bravery. Running away from sin, it is not cowardness. It's bravery. And we need to realize that. But standing up for what's right before the Lord, that is bravery. And that is not cowardice.
Have we ever thought that when the local saints are preaching the gospel in the neighborhood, that I decide not to go, that that is a spirit of cowardness, or that is being ashamed of the testimony? But you know, there is a joy, there is a power that becomes resident in us when we share in the afflictions that are associated with the gospel. To be those who are willing to stand and to be those who lift up, if you would, the testimony of the Lord. You know, it is very easy in a very controlled environment like this to be a Christian. And even in an environment like this, some of us can exhibit a spirit of cowardness. Just think about how many have spoken today. Think about how many have prayed in the prayer meeting. Think of how many are willing to say a word on behalf of the Lord. Now, we know that you're young, and we were young once. But, you know, there is the spirit that has been given to us. And some of you musicians will appreciate this. This is what's called a triplet in music. It goes together, and it shouldn't be separated. But it will help us, as Brother Emil says, these are tools so that when you go home, and this is where we need to begin, young people. It's not at school, and it's not, you know, in some far country when I get motivated to be a help there. It's right where you live. That's where the rubber meets the road. To be able to stand and to be a partaker in the afflictions of the gospel. When the saints are going to have an outreach, a gospel outreach, you find some way to be a help in that. In Sunday school work, in your school, to be a testimony. Don't be afraid to pray over your food. Don't be afraid to say, look, this is wrong. These things that the world says, that's wrong, that's sin. But you know, when we take the road of timidity and cowardness, it is saying in a very real way that I am not a partaker, I'm ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. And I'm ashamed of the brothers and sisters who are willing to stand up publicly and preach and teach and recruit and bring young ones into the Sunday school. You say, well, you know, they look kind of weird. See how they're dressed and see how they talk. That is saying I'm ashamed of it. And the scripture here is saying to Timothy and to you today, there is a power. And I'm going to tell you this. It's the same power that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. That power can be evident in your life and my life when we are willing to be partakers, along with Paul and everyone who's willing to stand. And if you do it, young people, what you'll find is that there will be an increase in, courageousness. The courageousness that the Lord said to Joshua, be thou courageous. Right? Because it is natural for us to draw back, to have some fear. So don't look at Timothy and say, wow, but to know that we have the tools that the Spirit of God has given. And when we utilize these tools and it is coupled with the power of God, we then can be testimonies in this scene.